Welcome to the Atlantic Access Podcast. Now your host, Terry Parker.
Super excited to be featuring Joseph Edgar this week and music from his Point Picot project, a project that's been 15 years in the making. After a successful career launch here in Metro Moncton as a member of 0 degrees Celsius and then some local albums, Joseph moved to Montreal. We'll be sharing stories and talking about how he is playing a large role in the Congrès Mondial Acadien, which is coming in August. So let's get the music started. This is Jusqu'au Bout from the latest album Point Picot on Atlantic Access.
C'était un matin, le soleil se battait pour sortir. Quand il a appris que tu étais parti, et puis les nuages se sont réveillés en gagné. Oui, les nuages se sont réveillés en gagné. Oh, come on, baby, now, bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now, turn around, bring back the sunshine. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now. Turn around, bring back the sunshine. On avait pris une heure pour que l'on mange ce qu'on est. Il savait que t'aurais peur. Il s'est mis à te chercher. Oh non, oh, plus de téléphone. Oh non, plus de courant pour tout. Il voyait même pas le trottoir. Il nageait, nageait sur la route. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now, turn around, bring back the sunshine. Oh, come on, baby, now, bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now, turn around, bring back the sunshine. Y'a jamais eu si tant de pluie. Y'a sur les branches que tu te tiens, que tu t'étais noyé. Oh non, oh, il ne croyait pas. Oh non, pas pantoute. Et a pris vers l'océan te chercher jusqu'au bout. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now. Turn around, bring back the sunshine. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now. Turn around, bring back the sunshine. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now. Turn around, bring back the sunshine. Oh, come on, baby, now. Bring back the sunlight. Oh, come on, baby, now. Turn around, bring back the sunshine. C'est aller un soir. Pas le genre d'affaires qu'arrive souvent, mais ça arrive de temps en temps. Nos têtes se sont mises à tourner, mais non pas de la mauvaise way. Nos pieds flottaient, nos hanches grouaient. Tout le monde autour nous regardait.
Laissons nos pensées se perdre dans le vide pour arrêter le temps. Le temps de
yeah. personne qui ne se souciait de rien, de rien, de rien. Manche, on vit une fois, on vit côte à côte. On se le dit pas assez souvent, mais on se le disait ce soir.
Laissons nos pensées perdre l'envie. Je me suis rendu là, au sang sourire invalisait les reflets de la boule miroir. Pour une seconde, je me suis cru devant la plus glorieuse histoire. Moi de la grande ville, moi de City Thrills, moi de la grande ville, moi de City Thrills. Laissant nos pensées perdre l'envie pour arrêter le temps. Le temps
Joseph Edgar on Atlantic Access. We just heard Boule Miroir back-to-back with Jusqu'au Bout, a couple of the more recent tunes to make a splash in the Joseph Edgar catalog. And we're talking with Joseph right now. A 15-year career that you're celebrating with this release of Point Pico.
Yes.
So congratulations on 15 years, first of all.
Thank you very much. I can't believe it, but yeah.
So maybe kind of a retrospective of the of your catalog to this point?
Yeah, exactly. Before I moved to Montreal, I had put out 4 independent albums here in New Brunswick and Moncton, and then things really took off when I went to Montreal, and then the albums got bigger with the label and everything. When we realized the next album was going to come out in 2019, we were like, ah, it'd be nice to do like a sort of Neil Young decade thing, or like Jean Leloup Les Fourmis, or even Rock and Roll Diary by Lou Reed, to just like put a cap on 10 to 15 years of creativity and perspective. As like, I wanted to have some live stuff in there, and I wanted to bring out, dust out some old songs that were maybe less known from the older albums, and also I had a whole bunch of new songs. So we put it all together. We also went into the catalog of like songs that I had recorded but decided to not put on the old albums because they didn't fit in the context, but I still liked them. We decided to make it like a listening pleasure. So if it would have been chronological, it would have been weird. It would have been like an archival thing, more of a, just to put it in the background or in your car and trip out on these different waves and different moods that I've been going through for the past 15 years.
Yeah.
How did you decide which tracks you wanted to have the live versions on?
The choice and the placement and the setting, like I felt that I wasn't at all the right person to make the final choices, because certain songs maybe I didn't see them in the same light as others did. So I decided to kind of leave the final choice to my manager, to my bassist, and to my girlfriend. And then so they selected a whole bunch of songs. Some the surprises were either that they had omitted certain songs or that they kept a certain song. Yeah. So I find it's like an interesting document in that aspect. Like,
did you veto any of those decisions, or did you just go with it?
I just went with it.
Well, like, isn't there like something like 20 songs on this project?
There's 25 songs. 15 years of a solo career, but I was in a band called 0 Degrees Celsius for 10 years prior to that, where we put out a bunch of cassettes, because that's what you used to do in the beginning of the 90s, and then a couple of albums on vinyl and CD.
You're predominantly a Francophone artist. There is one song on this project that is of English. Why that one?
Yeah, I chose that one because it's the only one that I still do live in English. But I have put out English songs in certain albums, but not that many. I've always wanted to be predominantly Francophone in what I was outputting under the name Joseph Edgar, because I have a bunch of English songs. I tell myself someday I have to put it all together. But Song for the Fall is a song that every time I play live, it touches people a lot. So I was like, okay, I'm just going to put this little hint of a song in there. And, and I really like that song.
It's a lovely tune.
Thank you. Thank you.
So we're going to play it.
Okay, nice.
So this is Song for the Fall from Joseph Edgar from Point Picot. An amazing project. And here it is for you now on Atlantic Access.
The fall was creeping in. It was raining all the time, and the wind outside a howling just blew away my mind. So I tried to write a song and tried to not make it too blue. And the one that came along was the one that was waiting just for you. You know the winter, it is lurking with its cold and icy grip. Underneath your big wool scarves, I'll always find your lips. We'll make snow angels and snowmen and forts for our hearts. And when the snow melts away, I just hope it won't melt us apart. Cause I am so amazed, I don't get how this all came to. I'm so amazed, don't even know if any of it is true. The next season, for fear of what might come. And the pen I'm holding in my hand, got trained to play along. Yes, and so here you go, here's your song. I finally got it down. Yes, I hope you'll sing along. Don't even care, babe, however bad you sing. Cause I'm so amazed, I don't get how this all came to. it is true. Creeping in, it was raining all the time, and the wind outside a howling just blew away my mind. So I tried to write a song and tried to not make it too blue, but the one that came along was the one that was waiting just for you. Il est tombé en amour avec une espionne russe, une fille qui fumait des clopes dans le milieu de la nuit, quelque part sur Mont-Royal, tout près de Saint-Denis. Peut-être sur une pleine lune, il ne se souvient plus, mais se souvient de ses yeux passant au coin de la rue, se souvient de ses cheveux, se souvient de son odeur, se souvient de la prendre et ainsi perdre son cœur. Ainsi perdre son cœur, se souvient de la prendre, se souvient de l'odeur. Cherchez dans les rues, il cherchait dans les bars. Y a-t-il quelqu'un qui a vu cacher mon cœur quelque part? Il déterrait les arbres, détruisait les gazons et cherchait tout partout en dessous de chaque buisson. Quand il marchait sur le trottoir, les gens changeaient de côté pour pas voir tout son chest qu'il lui avait laissé. Mais moi je m'ai arrêté et j'ai regardé dedans. J'ai dit hey, tout est ok, couche-toi, laisse passer le temps, laisse passer le temps. Today, all right, man, couche-toi, laisse passer le temps. Oui, je l'ai laissé là dans la mouche pour guérir. Et en deux temps, trois mouvements, je suis mis à courir. Maintenant, c'est à mon tour de pas pouvoir dire plus. J'ai tombé en amour. Oui, je l'ai laissé là dans la mouche pour guérir. Et en deux temps, trois mouvements, je suis mis à courir. Maintenant, c'est à mon tour de pas pouvoir dire plus. Je suis tombé en amour avec une espionne russe. 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 Hey, qu'est-ce que si tu veux qu'on dise au juste? On est tombé en amour encore une fois de plus, avec une fille qui fumait des clopes dans le milieu de la nuit, quelque part sur Mont-Royal, tout près de Saint-Denis. Peut-être sur une lune, on ne se souvient plus, mais on se souvient de ses yeux perçants au coin de la rue. On se souvient de ses yeux perçants au coin de la rue. Ouais, on se souvient de ses yeux perçants au coin de la rue. Tombé en amour avec une espionne russe. 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 Je peux pas dire plus. Je peux pas dire plus. Je peux pas dire plus. Let's go. je peux pas dire plus.
From Point Pico, from Joseph Edgar, that's Espion Russe on Atlantic Access, a song that you hold dear to your heart, this one.
Well, it's that song is the surprise of my life. Like, at that point, I had been in Montreal for a year and a half. This label approached me, and I had a whole bunch of songs, and they actually wanted to do an anthology at that point and include a couple of new songs. I just started writing new songs, and in 2 weeks, I had suddenly 15, 20 new songs to offer them. And then they said, okay, well, frig the anthology. We're just going to put out the new songs, and on that was this song, which is the song that I think I spent the least time writing. It just came out of me, blah blah blah, blah. And it was called Espion Russe, the biggest commercial radio station. They were like, well, we're gonna try it, but we don't think it's really gonna lift. And then suddenly it just took off. At the same time, I did this little homemade video for it. So eventually, in summer and fall 2014, it became like the song of the year at many, many stations. Number one, it was number one at iTunes for I think 3 months or something like that. And the video just kept on getting more and more YouTube views. It's now at 5 million views, which is pretty weird. But yeah, it's wow. A song that
Not bad for a throwaway tune.
I know.
It's interesting to me, too, how you weave social issues into your songs. And you seem to do so in a way that is almost ethereal. It's almost like it's there. And you have to get halfway through a song before you realize, oh, he's actually making a bit of a statement there, you know? Is that a conscious thing that you do, or is that just part of your songwriting style, do you think?
I think it's just part of who I am, actually. Like, a very big, hypersensitive side, and I love to listen to people's stories, but I also react to them.
Then came the call that you would be the musical director of the Congrès Mondial, the World Acadian Congress, that's happening in August of this year.
It's artistic direction for everything that's going to be happening in Moncton. At every Congrès, there's this space that they design as the place where people will gather to have a drink and watch shows. And so, having grown up in Moncton, to be given the task and the honor of sort of setting what the Moncton landscape will be for almost 7 days, to be given three stages and to be given all this area along the river, for me it's really like you're giving me my hometown as a playground to try to inspire others and to set L'Acadie into a modern francophone international spectrum. The Moncton thing is from the 16th to the 23rd, right. So right after the Kanzoo, then...
A whole week.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
A lot of folks are looking forward to that. That's going to be special.
I think it's going to be quite a good time.
In that spirit, you have a song called Route 56, or Route 56.
Mm-hmm.
You make one of these social commentaries with you. Have a lot of passion in your delivery of that song.
Yeah, there's a lot of anger in that. So I was in Lafayette, Louisiana, when the BP, huge oil platform that went on fire. And in the song Route 56, it's this road that heads right to the Gulf of Mexico, where you go through the deltas and all that. And that area is being suffocated because full of pipelines everywhere. So they've dug trenches so that the pipelines can be accessible, so all the natural sediments don't go where they're supposed to go anymore. And so that's why the Louisiana coastline is losing tons and tons of footage every year. And that's why there's big flood. And that's why there's all that.
It's been a real delight talking with you, Joseph.
Thank you, Terry.
We're going to finish off Route 56 back to back with Paul McKay.
Paul McKay. It's the McKay Bridge in Halifax Harbor.
Oh, right. Yeah. That's a great upbeat live tune.
Thank you.
And we're going to get them both on here now on Atlantic Access.
Route 56, je m'en viens. Au sud des États, y a quoi qui m'appelle? Et en Louisiane, je m'en vais. Vers la route 56, je m'en vais. Vers la route 56, je m'en vais. L'eau monte trop vite du golfe du Mexique. Pour la route 56, je m'en viens. We'll be right back.
tu passes par Chauvin et tu poursuis un petit peu plus loin, là où la route finit au bout de Cocoterie. Pour la route 56, je m'en viens. Quand la route 56 sera plus là, quand la route 56 sera plus là, sauve-toi, sauve qui peut. Tu sais que t'aurais pu faire mieux quand la route 56 sera plus là.
Merci beaucoup, en tout cas, juste vous dire que je sais pas si je l'ai même pas dit dans le show, on est en train d'enregistrer toutes les choses, ça fera peut-être partie du prochain album. Fait que merci pour vos applaudissements, j'ai même pas été obligé de vous dire de le faire, vous êtes hyper chaleureux, alright.
Pour souffrir, on n'y croyait plus rien.
Croyais pour ceux qui te verraient des lumières descendre sur la mer. On prend le saisir, on voyait les restants de ces mirages. Y'a tout laissé, y'a tout laissé.
Atlantic Access Podcast, a weekly presentation of Entertainment Plus Mobile DJ and Media Relations Division in Moncton for all your mobile entertainment needs. Visit entertainmentplus.ca. The bonus track this week is from another artist that finds roots in Metro Moncton and will likely get quite a bit of work at the upcoming Congrès Mondial, the World Acadian Congress, in August. His name is Michel Thériault. Many refer to him as l'artiste pop moutarde. Le Sage et le Fou is his latest project. Le Sage is all studio, Le Fou is all live. And from it, his latest single. This is Michel Thériault with Vieux Garçon on Atlantic Access.
Vieux Garçon, je suis un vieux garçon. Je porte des vieux caleçons et une casquette. Vieux garçon, avec ma solitude, avec mes vieilles habitudes et mes branlettes, je rumine dans ma cuisine, sur ma condition de vieux garçon. Vieux garçon, trop de pizza, trop de boissons, ma vieille boîte de condoms en dessous du lit. Les saisons et je m'ennuie.
A new show each week. Follow the Atlantic Access Podcast with Terry Parker and like our Facebook page, facebook.com/Atlantic Access. Access always spelled with an X.